Chapter 4, Wine in the Bible. The wine at Cana not fermented, the Bible nowhere sanctions the use of intoxicating wine. The wine that Christ made from water at the marriage feast of Cana was the pure juice of the grape. This is the new wine, found in the cluster, of which the scripture says, "Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it." It was Christ who, in the Old Testament, gave the warning to Israel, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." He himself provided no such beverage. Satan tempts men to indulgence that will becloud reason and benumb the spiritual perceptions, but Christ teaches us to bring the lower nature into subjection. He never places before men that which would be a temptation. His whole life was an example of self-denial. It was to break the power of appetite that in the 40 days fast in the wilderness he suffered in our behalf the severest test that humanity could endure. It was Christ who directed that John the Baptist should drink neither wine nor strong drink. It was he who enjoined similar abstinence upon the wife of Manoah. Christ did not contradict his own teaching. The unfermented wine that he provided for the wedding guests was a wholesome and refreshing drink. This is the wine that was used by our Savior and his disciples in the First Communion. It is the wine that should always be used on the communion table as a symbol of the Savior's blood. The sacramental service is designed to be soul refreshing and life-giving. There is to be connected with it nothing that could minister to evil. Wine recommended in Bible not intoxicating. The Bible nowhere teaches the use of intoxicating wine, either as a beverage or as a symbol of the blood of Christ. We appeal to the natural reason whether the blood of Christ is better represented by the pure juice of the grape in its natural state, or after it has been converted into a fermented and intoxicating wine. We urge that the latter should never be placed upon the Lord's table. We protest that Christ never made intoxicating wine. Such an act would have been contrary to all the teachings and example of his life. The wine which Christ manufactured from water by a miracle of his power, was the pure juice of the grape.